Talk is on the air at 101.5 FM.
welcome back to another installment of what we here at 101.5 The Hawk like to call the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I am Johnny Athens, the show is an hour, and this week we have medleys, music, and Miller, hence the name. Yes, that was Count Basie's orchestra with CB Express there from the album Warm Breeze. Count Basie will be the band leader and Quincy Jones the musical arranger for tonight's special installment of the show. We're doing something a little bit different this week and have a recreation of the 1965 Sinatra at the Sands show, which was recorded live in the Copa Room of the former Sands Hotel. Of course, the Sands Hotel and Las Vegas in general was stapled by the appearances of Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., the Rat Pack in general, as some of the greatest comedians of the time, Buddy Hackett, Don Rickles, nearly everybody did a show as a kind of alumni. It was a rite of passage to perform in Las Vegas for about more than a month, and a lot of them did. Las Vegas is probably the most upbeat town when it comes to live stage performances and entertainment today. Alongside Old Blue Eyes, we have Zachary Nation Miller talking to us about his startup in art, as well as a special guest to sing alongside Frank, all here coming up on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour.
The Sands is proud to present a wonderful new show, A Man and His Music. The music of Count Basie and his great band. And the man is Frank Sinatra.
People get in my room. Come fly with me, we'll fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly away. Come fly with me, we'll float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, we'll float down in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You might hear all the angels cheer because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say those words, we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly, we'll fly, we'll fly. Once I get you up there, where the air is so rarefied, we're gonna glide. Absolutely petrified. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so awfully near. You might even hear a gang of angels cheer just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a groovy day. You just say that word and I'll beat your bird down to Acapulco Bay. Is perfect for a flying honeymoon, and they do say, come on, fly with me, we'll fly, we'll fly.
This is the part in the program where we sing a drunk song. Drunk songs are usually done in small bars and bistros in the wee hours of the morning. Usually talked or sung by a fellow who's got problems. Like his broad flew to coop with another guy and all the bread. So if you will assume the position of a bartender, it's the way these guys behave. It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. Set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story I think you should know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and another one for the road. I know the routine. Put another quarter in the machine. I feel kind of bad. Can't you make the music easy and sad? I could tell you a lot, but it's not in a gentleman's code. Just make it one for my baby and one more for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I got a lot of things I'd like to say. And if I'm gloomy, please listen to me till it's talked away. Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. Anyway, thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my band in your ear. But this torch that I found, it's gotta be drowned, or it's gonna explode. Make it one for my baby and another for the road. The long, it's damn long, it's so long.
Wow. 101.5 The Hawk. That was Frank Sinatra with One for My Baby. Sinatra was a sucker for that song. With Count Basie and his orchestra, of course, arranged by Quincy Jones. There is a 2018 documentary about Quincy Jones, and he chats a little about his exuberant time with Sinatra. Together, they were a pair that created the signature 60s swing sound. If you enjoyed this concert, they have a whole collection of them on Amazon Prime. Another signature of Sinatra's were the chats he would host during his concerts, known as the Tea Break, which is what we have here for you now on 101.5 The Hawk.
Nothing to it, folks. Good evening. Salud. Chin down. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jilly's West. Where the elite meet to eat. And if I rhyme that, this will be a barn in the morning. I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you. I can't say the same for Mr. Basie and myself, because we run into a streak of bad luck. Sunday, we went up to the Grand Canyon, and it was closed. And last year, we invested a bundle of money in a pumpkin farm, and then they called off Halloween. And when I told that to Sapphire, she said, "You're going around with that bum again. That's what's the matter with you." Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to explain, or at least beg your forgiveness for any inconveniences about the hotel because of the rebuilding that's going on. Some of the corridors are not complete, and there have been little pipes leaking here and there, but that's the way it goes when you rebuild, and every hotel has had to do that. But it's very expensive, obviously, you know, to build a day per square foot. It's like $25 or $30 per square foot. Consequently, this whole changeover we had, it was about $11-12 million. We got $3 million from the local bank and $8 million from the cocktail waitresses who work around outside. Now, to get back to the building, and at the moment there ain't no place else to go. They've developed, I understand, some marvelous decor in the suites up there, and now Jack tells me they're going to have plaques put on some of the doors. For instance, the Danny Thomas suite, just to kind of glamorize it a little bit, Red Skelton suite. And the one for Dean, he decorated himself. It's just gutter to gutter. There's no furniture in it. Just straight across the room. He likes it that way, folks. You see, Mr. Martin falls in the street a lot. You're not too sure, so don't get mixed up in it, folks. The question most asked of me is, does Dean Martin really drink? Well, I can attest to that fact. He's a drunk. He is an absolutely unqualified drunk. And if we ever develop an Olympic drinking team, he's going to be the coach. With Toots Shaw and Jackie Gleason involved and me bringing up the rear end. I would say, roughly, that Dean Martin has been stoned more often than the United States embassies. I'm not too sure whether you applauded for Dean or we should stone some more embassies. I don't know about this group here, you know. I'll tell you one thing about Dean Martin. When you go to his home in Beverly Hills for an evening's fun, he holds real steadfast to one rule. There's no drinking after dinner. Of course, you don't eat till 3:30 a.m., but there's no drinking after dinner. How the hell can you drink when you land flat on your back in the joint, you know? Then his mother-in-law, Peggy, picks you up and rolls you into the dining room. They also have a big dog who does that. And Dean is very, very wonderful about his family, particularly, let's say, you know, everybody makes jokes about their mother-in-law. Not Dean. He loves Peggy. He gave her for Christmas a 2-story, 6-bedroom house, but the sheriff keeps closing it down every Saturday. He walks up and closes it down. This guy just ain't broad-minded, that's all. And I picked the cast myself. And when we finished the first phase of the, which is damn near complete now, the second phase is redoing this Copa room here. Larger stage, more capacity. And Mr. Entrada, to show you the class of the thinking of this hotel, they're closing Golden Boy to bring Sammy Davis in here for 4 solid weeks just to clean. I saw Sammy's first television show. I'd like to make one comment on that show. There's a lot I can make, but I want to make one comment on this show. Sammy Davis wrote a book called Yes, I Can. And when I saw that show, I sent him a wire and said, no, you can't. Now, I guess that you folks have heard or read or have been told somewhere that recently I became 50 years old, and I'm here to tell you right now it's a dirty communist lie. Direct from Hanoi. It came right out of there. My body may be 50, but I'm 28. And I would further like to say that I'd be 22 if I haven't spent all those years drinking with Joey Lewis, who nearly wrecked me. Remember the words of Joey Lewis, who said, a friend in need is a pest. And you think about that when you go to bed and they'll break you up later on. And if you do think about that when you go to bed, you shouldn't be allowed to go to bed. However, folk, I'm a Sagittarian. I was born on December 12, 1915, and I was born a very skinny kid. Little kid, skinny. So skinny, my eyes were single file. Between those two and my belly button, my old man thought I was a clarinet. You see, Charlie, a clarinet, you put your finger on the hose like this, you see? Oh, gee. Where'd you come from, the Yellow Pages or Sears and Roebuck? And I was born in this tenement house in Hoboken, New Jersey, and it was a walk-up, 8 floors. And it was one of those places, they're going to have elevators in 1915. Otis wasn't even born yet, I think, when I had this house. And we never knew we were going to have any lights, any food, any heat of any type, mice running around. Funny part of it is my folks were very wealthy. They just hated me, that's all. They gave me the loyalty test immediately. And eventually, I managed to fight my way through the qualms and traumas of life, and I got to grow up to be 16 or so. And I was about ready to get out of high school about a few months before. My father was called into the school by the principal for about the 700th time. And he said to my dad, here's the diploma, get him out. That's what he do say, get him out. I must explain to you that when we walked out and stood on the steps of the high school, my father said to me, and I must first mention the fact that my father is a Rutgers graduate, and he majored in English. And he said to me, what the hell is the matter with you? What's the matter, you don't want to learn nothing? He was great with English. He spoke beautifully. He also had an ear like this, a chungamir, see? That was my mother who gave him that from yelling at him all the time. So he said to me, he knew I wanted to get in show business, and he gave me the alternative, as all parents did in those days. You want to be a bum in show business, you want to get a real job. So I figured, well, what the heck, he's my dad, I love him, and I'll go along with his idea. So he got me a job. You know what a thrill it is to get a hernia for $62.50 a week, lifting crates of 600 pounds with another little guy with a hand truck? Well, he got me another job in a shipyard, Todd Shipyards. And I was a rivet catcher in the hold of a ship. But the guy throwing him was a real jagad. He was a cuckeye, like this. He couldn't hit a bull in a fanny with a bag of rice, this bum. And I cleaned that up. Well, no sense in trying to explain it. It hurried my career into show business. I quit right away. Gave in my union button with the peak cap and the leather jacket, and I walked out right away. That's exactly what I had. And I packed my little straw case and went to New York, and that was it. I even bummed a ride on a ferry. And, you're not listening too well, folks. Anyway, I got together a quartet, see? And we were called the Hoboken Four. And in those days, there was a very big radio program on called Major Edward Bowes. Now, Ted Mack today in television is a spinoff of the original radio show, because he used to work for Bowes. And Bowes used to come on the air and he'd say, the wheel of fortune spins round and round she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows. That was the dullest opening I ever heard on any radio show. Wait a minute now. He was a pompous bum with a bulbous nose. He used to drink Green River. He was a big drunk, this guy. I don't know if you ever heard of Green River, but it takes the paint off your deck if you got a boat. 59 cents a gallon, baby. Anyway, we were a big hit on the show, the Hoboken Four, and he kept bringing us back, but he had to change the name, obviously, because it was a legitimate amateur show, except it wasn't. So he brought us back as the Newark Nightingales, the Teaneck Teen Tones, the Secaucus Cockamamies. It's a touching name, isn't it? The Bayonne Bacalas was the one that killed me. Listen, I'll hold it up till you get back if you want, buddy. I'll kind of linger a little bit. The way you're walking, 8 to 5, you don't get there in time. He's walking sideways like this. Well, that was just a small summation of my career, which is very dull. And I must say, I had a marvelous time in this career of mine up till now. And I don't plan to stop either, by the way. I mean, having a marvelous time. Because, thank you. I must say seriously that what with the enthusiastic followings that have followed through the years, all the way up to now, the buying of records, the watching of television shows and seeing the movies, that's all important to me. And it's all gratifying to me as far as you are all concerned. Now, I'm not trying to get hokey about this, but it's true. That's what helps make it a good career. Now, I don't care where you go. That's the dullest speech you're ever going to hear the rest of your life. You know what I mean? Now, I think I better sing before I turn 51. Yeah. I mean 29, excuse me. You make me feel so young. You make me feel like spring is sprung. Every time I see you grin, such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I want to run and play hide and seek. I want to go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I, we're just like a couple of tots running around the meadow, picking up all those forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. Because you make me feel so young. You make me young. You make me think that spring sprung. Every time I see you grin, I'm such a cuckoo individual. The moment that you speak, I like to run and play hide and seek. I'd like to go and bounce at the moon just like a big balloon. Because you and I, we are just like a couple of tots who are running around the meadow, snatching up all those forget-me-nots. You make me young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, lots of bells to
to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, because you make me feel so. Man, I just feel so. Turn around, and it's summer. Next day you turn around, and it's fall. And all the winters and the springs of a lifetime, whatever happened to them all? As a man who has always had the wandering ways, I keep looking back to yesterdays, till a long forgotten love appears. And I find that I'm sighing softly as I near September, the warm September of my years. As a man who has never paused at wishing wells, now I'm watching children's carousels, and their laughter's music to my ears. And I find that I'm smiling gently as I near September, the warm September of my years, the golden warm September of my
Thank you very much.
The September of My Years with Frank Sinatra here on 101.5 The Hawk. I am Johnny Athens. Welcome back to the Variety Hour. Up next, a guest joins Frank, his good friend Dino. Yes, Dean Martin takes on the stage, something we added special, not part of the original concert. And together they do a little medley, including Love Is Just Around the Corner, But Beautiful, Goody Goody, and Guys and Dolls.
Love is just around the corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, and it couldn't be forlorner. When you keep me on the corner, just waiting for you. Venus de Milo, she was noted for her charm. But strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus, and what's some more, you got the arms in. Let's go cuddle in the corner, and cozy little corner. Love's just around the corner, when I'm around you.
Like an angel walks.
What else does she do?
And she talks.
Like a what?
Like an angel talks.
And what about her hair?
And her hair,
Sonny boy, has a kind of curl.
To my mind,
she's some kind of girl.
She's my kind of girl.
She is wise.
Like how wise?
Like an angel's wise. With eyes, like an angel's eyes.
She smiles,
and the smile, like a kind of pearl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl.
Pretty little face, that face just knocks me off the feet. Pretty little feet, she's really sweet. Enough to eat.
Oh, she what?
Looks,
she looks
like an angel looks.
She cooks like an angel cooks.
And my mind's in a kind of world. To my mind, she's my kind of girl.
Love is funny or it's sad.
It's quiet or it's mad.
It's a good thing or it's bad. But beautiful, beautiful.
Where are we going?
To take a chance, take a little walk. When you fall, you fall.
Well,
and I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is cheerful or it's gay.
Problem or it's plain.
It's a heartache either way. But beautiful, and I'm thinking that if she were mine, I'd never let her go. And that would be what beauty said.
Oh,
both.
Oh,
and
I'm so
oh.
Al, it's for the way you look on me. Oh, it's for the only one I see.
Me is very, 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 very extraordinary.
E is even more than anyone that you adore can.
Love is all that I can give to you.
Just a game for two.
Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't you break it. Love was made for you and me. My story is much too sad to be told. But practically everything leaves me totally cold. Gotta listen, the door's locked.
Okay.
The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree.
I'm gonna hold it down and somebody's sleeping back there.
Fighting mainly the old ennui. And I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne. Alcohol
doesn't thrill me at all.
Alcohol doesn't thrill you?
I don't believe why I should.
I don't believe a word of that.
And I get a kick out of you.
Some like the perfume from Spain.
I study with you. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, why, it would bore me to rip. Pickly too. Yeah, and I get it. A kick out of you.
It's a long one, isn't it?
I get a kick
when
every time I see you standing there before. I get a kick, though it's clear to see that you obviously you do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane flying, flying too high with some gal. So you met someone who set you back on your heel. Cootie, cootie.
You met someone, and now you know how it feels.
Cootie, cootie. So you gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And she broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? Well, you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Think that love's a barrel of dynamite.
Where did you get the stuff?
Hooray and hallelujah.
Yeah, well, keep the conditioners
come
yeah,
on the show.
Coming through you.
Goody, goody for her. Goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you. When you see a guy reach for stars up the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll. When you spot a John waiting out in the rain, chances are he's insane, as only a John can be for a chain. When you see a gent paying all kinds of rent for a flat that would flatten the Taj Mahal, call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money. That the guy's only doing it for some doll, some doll, some doll. The guy's only doing it for some doll.
That was Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin having a whole lot of fun right here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. But don't go away, more fun to come. Zachary Nation Miller talks with us in a little bit about the strides he had to make to get started in art professionally. But first, we have Frank Sinatra going back to his concert, singing Don't Worry About Me
at
the Count Basie Orchestra here on 101.5 The Hawk. In this nation.
Don't worry about me. I'll get along. Just you forget about me. Be happy, my love. Just say that our little show is over, and so the story ends. Why not call it a day in a sensible way, and we'll remain friends. Look out for yourself, should be the rule. You just give your heart
and your love to whomever you love. Don't you be a fool. Baby, why stop and cling to some fading thing that used to be? So if you can't forget, don't you worry about me. Baby, why stop and cling to some losing thing that used to be? Well, if you can forget, don't you worry about it.
Thank you. The marvelous song. Really great standard.
Zachary Nation Miller is a 21-year-old artist from Columbia, South Carolina. He started his journey through art as a young kid. He always wanted to explore his creative side, and through painting, sketching, drawing, and doodling, he has been able to do just that.
I wanted to be better at drawing than my sister. And then, like, when I was 13, my parents asked me what I want to do for a living, and I said I want to design cars. My parents signed me up for art class. I wasn't really a fan of it at all until I stopped going and I started to get into digital art. That's when I started to like really enjoy making paintings.
But Zach has always had a plan with his art. A certain intention hides beneath the layers of colors and elements, bringing through joy, positivity, atmospheres, and emotions to create something unique for each viewer.
Because what I really liked about art is that it creates a world and kind of makes you imagine yourself in that world, a world to explore and things to uncover, whether it be something you can do or something just to make you interested in the world.
As a young artist just starting himself into the world of professionals, Zach has big dreams for the future of his career. Yet he has already met so many achievements so early on.
For a barbershop that I got printed 30 by 10 inches. That was like the first time I printed my work that big. When I saw it, it just made me realize what I'm making is real.
Even with all his ups and downs, through his journey in the art world, Zach still has some things he would change if he could. A lesson, he believes, everyone can take in.
If I were to start over from where I am now, yeah, I would treat it as a skill to learn rather than a pastime and just create art instead of worrying what people think. Like, just make what I like.
For Ignite Radio, I'm Jonathan Mangiapane.
You're a delightful audience, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you. And I hope this doesn't come as a severe shock, but I'm through. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's boozing time. One more what? I'm going to the bar. I'll be saying that to the waiter in a minute. One more, please. Hey, drink up, all you people. Order anything you see. And have fun, you happy people. The drink and the laughs on me. I try to think that love's not around,
Still it's uncomfortably near. My poor old heart, it ain't gaining any ground, because my angel eyes ain't here. Angel eyes, the old devil sent, they glow unbearably bright. And need I say that my love's misspent, misspent with angel eyes tonight. Go ahead and drink up, all of you people. Order anything you see. Have lots of fun, you happy people that drink and the laughs on me. Pardon me, but I gotta run. The facts uncommonly clear. I gotta find who's now the number one, and why my angel eyes, she ain't here. Excuse me while I disappear.
Frank Sinatra's signature Angel Eyes going into the end of the concert with My Kind of Town on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Now, this could only happen to a guy like me, and only happen in a town like this. And so I say to each of you most gratefully, as I throw each one of you a kiss, this is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too. People who smile at you. And each time I roam, Chicago is, it's calling me home. Chicago is, it makes me grin like a clown. It's my kind of town.
Get up there, get up there.
This here is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of razzmatazz, and it has all that jazz. And each time I leave, Chicago is, it's grabbing my sleeve. Chicago is the Wrigley Building. Chicago is the jumping pump room. Chicago is one town that won't let you down. It's my kind of town. Chicago, 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 my kind of town. Chicago.
My Mary Jane's been biting me for the past few minutes. That's sweet. You like my Mary Janes? Like the little black bows on them, nice and shiny? Well, this one's biting my instep. Ladies and gentlemen, if you will, please, help me reward a very talented young man who is one of the bright stars in the composing business and orchestrating business today, Mr. Quincy Jones. And I couldn't possibly think up any adjectives to introduce this next group, so I merely say the magnificent Count Basie and this great organization. I would very quickly like you to say hello to my pianist, Mr. Bill Miller, who's sitting right behind this little spinet over here. Charlie Greenface, did you dig that complexion? He's got a green sun lamp. It's the cocktail hour. For me, it is right now. Yeah, well, we're going down the line, and we're going to get a little Jack Daniel tonight. Because I want it known publicly that last night, I fell off the wagon. I even smoked a couple of cigarettes last night. Who knows what evil lurks in the minds of men? The shadow do. Give me a finger like this. Oh, no, no. Let's get out of here. No, no, no. No, 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 no. No, next time around. Ladies and gentlemen, before leaving you, I'd like to leave you with a proverb that was handed down to me by General Lincoln. Not the Lincoln you know. Irving Lincoln, this guy's name is. We feel sorry for people who don't drink because when you get up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel for the rest of the day. The Wrigley Building, Chicago is. The Chicago Cubbies, Chicago is. One town that won't let you down. It's my kind of
Thank you for tuning in to another fabulous night on 101.5 The Hawk here. This has been the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, and I hope you tune in next week as well, where our musical guests will be Hal Gilberto and Stan Getz as the show takes on a Latin-flavored spin.